there is always stuff to be done. Like I was telling you, I do all my own car work, so I try to get everything done. If I need to change the transmission fluid, or I need to work on brakes, coolant. Two of our cars are direct injection GDI engines. All the previous cars were always port injection. The fuel sprayed on the valves and got sucked into the cylinders. Now all these new cars that are turbocharged and direct injection, the fuel sprays directly into the cylinder at high pressure. There's a low pressure pump in the tank that's like 60 PSI, and then there's a high pressure fuel pump that runs off the cam, and that can be 1,000 PSI or more. So now a lot of these cars, when you start getting 70,000, 80,000 miles on them, all the valves start to get all gummed up because of the positive crankcase ventilation, the PCV system. It recirculates unburned fuel, and it gums up the valves. So every so many thousand miles, I take the intake off. I clean all the valves. Rotate the engine over. I got a scope where I can look down with a camera on my phone while I'm turning the engine over and close the valves, clean those two, do the next one, the next one, the next one. So I do that kind of stuff. Keep the tractor running, keep the lawnmowers running, keep the snowblower running. So, and then, like I was telling you, I do the work on Taylor and Dana's car, our son and daughter-in-law, and Dylan and Caitlin. I help Caitlin with her car. Patty's nephew, Matt, I've spent 4 or 5 hours helping him work on his car. So I'm always keeping busy, plus the neighbor next door, her husband passed away, so I keep the blade sharp on her lawnmower, tune it up in the spring, change the oil for her. So kind of the local mechanic. Back to you, KB8RVP.
Penetrating the bay.
Okay. Well, now that you're bringing that up, if you wanted to, you stop by here on your way home from work someday and give me your expert opinion on this one car I've got that's leaking. I think it's the antifreeze, but I'm not sure. And it's down low to where I can't see it from the top of the engine. And at this age, getting down on the ground underneath isn't really a good idea, because then you play hell game back up. But I know it's not engine oil, and I know it's not transmission fluid, so that doesn't leave a whole lot. I suspect there's something in the antifreeze or water system that's leaking, because it's leaked out on my driveway, and then a couple of days it disappeared. You know, if you dump oil on cement, it won't disappear, or even transmission fluid, it normally won't disappear. It just sits there. But this stuff here, I think it's a mixture of water and antifreeze, but I don't know for sure. But like I said, if you wanted to swing by here on your way home from work and spend 5 minutes to give your expert opinion, I wouldn't complain too much. It's WHJC.
Penetrating the bay like no one.
Well, the days of going into the office have come down to maybe 6, 7, 8 times a year. I get to work from home. I got a full setup here at home. So does Patty. We both work from home. Two different companies, but we're workmates nevertheless. The last time I was in the office was probably in June, May or June. I don't support the Flint office at all anymore. The only reason I go in is to keep my access to the building, because I've used it. If the power goes out or our internet goes out, we have an outage or something, I can go work in the office. She can go to Grand Blanc to her office. One of the guys started up a thing the last Friday of the month. All the old diplomat employees, the IT employees, get together in Flint, but that kind of throws a kibosh in it during the summer. Somebody's on vacation, somebody's going camping, somebody can't make it. I couldn't make it this time. so we're going to try for next month. Well, you know, if you've got the air conditioning on, obviously you're going to have water on the ground, but that usually evaporates a lot faster than a couple of days. Even antifreeze, I guess it would evaporate over time because it's usually about 50% water. What kind of car is it, and what year is it? Is it new?
Penetrating the bay like no one.
Oh, I forgot that you said you were working from home all the time. I think the whole world's doing that now. No, it's not air conditioning because it doesn't have air conditioning. The only place you would get air conditioning is if you roll the windows down. And this car is older than you are. It's a 1955 Packard. And I've driven it out to Fenton a couple of times. You can drive it okay, but then eventually you, after it warms up, it dumps something in the ground. And that doesn't work. You know, that's not going to work real well. But my problem is, if I get down there underneath it to see, getting back up is, at this stage of the game, is not an easy task. So I've got two artificial knees, which don't help me either. So, well, here's what it is. But, I bought this thing about a month ago, and I've driven it around, and it drives good and all that stuff. But we also obviously have a leak. If I were to guess, and this is just a guess, I would think it might be something with the water pump, but I don't know because I can't see it. And, well, so, like I say, it is what it is. It's WAJC.
In the 90s and 2000s, a lot of the water pumps on a lot of the cars had a little leak hole. That's how you can tell that the water pumps are starting to go bad. Remember Jack LaLanne, the big exercise guru? He used to say for your whole life, one of the best exercises, get down on the floor and get back up. Just keep doing that your whole life, keep your leg muscles working good. But yeah, when you put the artificial joints in there, I'm sure that adds a little complexity to that theory.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WACMN repeater.
Some get a whole static on the frequency on your last transmission, and I don't know why. Almost sounds like it was somebody else trying to transmit at the same time. But try it again if you would. WAJC.